So, you know, you guys may or may not know this, but there are rebels in Ireland. And this rebellious business has been going on for, 800 years or so. Of course, 800 years ago was a lot harder because they had to steal a horse or walk to wherever the fight was going on. But with the invention of the motor car, things became a little easier. And this song is about a bunch of Irish rebels who commandeer a Protestant doctor's car for some rebellious business. It's called Johnson's Motor Car.
It was done by Brannigan's Corner one morning, night and stray. I met a fellow rebel, and to me he did say, we have orders from our captain to assemble at Dunbar. But how are we to get there without a motor car? Oh, well, Barney, dear, be of good cheer, I'll tell you what we'll do. The specials, they are plentiful, and the IRA are few. We'll send a wire to Johnson to meet us at Stranraer. And we'll give the boys a bloody good ride in Johnson's motor car. Now when Dr. Johnson heard the news, he soon put on his shoes. He said, this is an urgent case, there is no time to lose. He then put on his castor hat and on his breast a star. You could hear the din all through Glenfin of Johnson's motor car. Ah, well, when he got to the railway bridge, the rebels he saw there. Old Johnson knew the game was up, for at him they did stare. He said, I have a permit to travel near or far. The hell with your English permit, we want your motor car. What will my loyal brethren think when they hear the news? My car, it has been commandeered by the rebels at Dunluce. We'll give you a receipt for it, all signed by Captain Barr. And when Ireland gets her freedom, I'll get your motor car. Well, they put that car in motion and filled it to the brim with guns and bayonets shining, which made old Johnson grin. And